This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. says the mission to get Americans out of Afghanistan will continue, even now that U.S. troops have left that country. Jake Sullivan, the U.S. National Security Advisor, says the evacuation effort has shifted, though, from a military mission to a diplomatic mission, telling ABC's Good Morning America.
The small number who remain, we are committed to getting out, and we will work through every available diplomatic means with the enormous leverage that we have and that the international community has to make that happen.
U.S. officials say fewer than 200 Americans remain in Afghanistan. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says it's closer to 100, and the Biden administration will keep working to get them out, perhaps through charter flights or via land crossings. President Biden has told Blinken to work with international partners in holding the Taliban to their promise of safe passage for those who want to leave.
President Biden will talk about the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan later today at the White House. The storm that was Hurricane Ida has been dumping rain from Gulf Coast states into New England this morning. The storm knocked out power to all of New Orleans and hundreds of thousands of other Louisiana residents. Debbie Greco lives in LaPlace, Louisiana. Water rushed into her home.
The ceiling and every room caved in, and it was unbelievable. 4 feet of water just came rushing in.
Debbie Greco in LaPlace, Louisiana. At least four people died in the storm that hit Louisiana and Mississippi hard. Johnson & Johnson says a potential HIV vaccine it's been developing did not provide protection against the virus in a mid-stage study. It's ending that study, it says. The latest from Johnson & Johnson. This is AP News. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports that the House is asking companies to save January 6th phone and computer records.
The House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol is asking social media and telecommunications companies to preserve phone or computer records from that day. Representative Benny Thompson, the committee chairman, sent a letter Monday to 35 companies. The letter asks for preservation of records relating to certain individuals, according to a person familiar with the request who requested anonymity. Individuals named include former President Donald Trump, his children Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric, and several Republican allies in Congress, including Representatives Mo Brooks, Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Lauren Boebert. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Universal Studios is opening its first theme park in China in September. September 20th, it says, according to a statement. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.